just got back from seeing a screening of a new horror film called Mind, Body, Spirit. And it is a low-budget found footage horror film about a young woman named Anya who is essentially trying to find herself. She's trying to figure out who she is as a person. And while doing so, she attempts to stream herself teaching yoga to whoever the viewer might be. And while she's doing this, she stumbles upon basically some rituals that were left behind from her grandmother that recently passed away in her grandmother's former home that she just inherited. And I gotta say, I really, really enjoyed this movie quite a bit. It was way better than I was expecting it to be. It's the best way I can describe it is if you take elements of the movie Host, which the director said was the main source of inspiration for the movie, and you mix it with elements of Paranormal Activity and just a pinch of Evil Dead. Not necessarily, you know, blood, guts, gore, and slapstick, but in terms of the spooky factor, you know, found footage horror, demon possession, a little bit of humor as well. And I just, like, everything about this movie was so good. Especially for a low budget film. I don't remember the number that the amount of movie. I don't remember the number amount for how much money was used in the budget for the film, but it's not high at all. It's low, and you would not be able to tell by watching this movie that it's a lower low budget horror film. Like, everything is top notch. All the actors were great. Every single one of them were freaking perfect in their roles. The sound is great. The editing's great. The special effects were really freaking good. The camera work, just everything about it was top notch. I'm really excited for more people to see this movie and see what they think of it, how their experiences with it. I'm excited for it to get a wider release. I'm hoping that the movie gets released on like a streaming service like Shudder or something, because I think it belongs in a streaming service like Shudder. And the plot was really good too. Like, I'm being vague on purpose because I don't want to spoil too much, because it would be very easy to spoil this movie, but I don't want to give too much away. Like, because what it is essentially, it's a found footage horror movie about yoga and demonic possession. And it sounds bonkers, but it works really well. And there were some really good scares. I wouldn't say necessarily like jump scares, but like tension building and stuff in the background. And just, if you've seen enough horror movies, it's funny because you'll recognize certain moments where you'd be like, oh, this isn't a good idea. Oh, they shouldn't do this. They shouldn't say that. But not in a way where it's like, it's annoying. Because, you know, sometimes certain tropes in horror movies are just like, oh, here we go again. It's more like on the edge of your seat. Oh my God, this isn't going to end well. What's going to happen next type of deal. And it was really good. I digged it quite a bit. I'm excited to see it again. And just shout out and kudos to everyone who worked on this movie, because you can tell that they really put their heart and soul into it, and it shines. Like, everyone who worked on this movie, top to bottom, front to back, left to right, did a phenomenal job in front of and behind the camera. Like, I wish I could own a copy of this movie right now. And I, like, it's not often where I see a movie that was so enjoyable that I want to see it right after I saw it. And, like, share it with other people. Like, oh my god, we need to see this movie together and experience it. It was good. I did it quite a bit. And like I said, I can't wait for more people to see it. So, mind, body, spirit, when it comes out, go see it. Check it out.